Coming up next, please join former investigative news reporter Kristen White as she uses a powerful combination of her journalistic training and her intuitive skills to uncover all aspects of the spirit world. From the mystical to the mundane, no topic is taboo. Kristen will interview your spirit guides, explore your past lives, to delve into the truth behind all these mysteries. Collecting the latest news from both the experts and at home, she will help you connect to the information you need to live your ultimate life starting today. And now, reporting live from the universe, here's Kristen White.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kristen White. Thank you for joining me on my show, Reporting Live from the Universe. If this is your first time listening, here's a little background about me. I'm an intuitive life coach. I consult with clients all over the world. So please visit my website, www.kristenewhite.com, to schedule a private session with me. I'm also a Karuna Reiki master, and I use a variety of energy healing modalities in my work. And I'm the author of the book, Mystic in a Minivan, which is due out next month and will be available on Amazon.com. It's been described to me as the Celestine Prophecy for Moms, so I hope you will keep an eye out for this fun read. And I teach a variety of classes about developing your intuition and creating a personalized spiritual practice. These are all offered through my wellness center located in St. Louis, Missouri, called The Energy School. So in the next month or so, I will be offering many of these online. You can visit www.theenergyschool.net for more information. Now that you have a better idea about who I am, this is a call-in show, so please do not hesitate to give us a ring at any time during the broadcast. I would love to hear from you. That phone number is 877-230-3062. Also, if you have an interesting idea for the show or you would like to be a guest, please send me an email to Kristen.White22@gmail.com. The show is set up in a news-style format, which means I find the man or woman on the street just as interesting as individuals who are already well-known. So everyone has a story to tell, so if you'd like to share, please don't hesitate to contact me through my email or by calling in on the show. Again, that number is 877-230-3062. Today on the show, I am very excited about our topic and my guest. Last March, about 60 days ago, I spent 2 weeks at the Healing Casa of John of God. He is the most well-known and powerful channeling healing medium in the world. He's been doing it for 50 years, and people travel from all around the world to experience miraculous healings from the saints and spiritual entities he incorporates. My guests today are Kelly Dale from Australia. He is the founder of the Australian Casa, which is directly linked to the location in Brazil. I met him during my stay in Abondia, Brazil, and his story is fascinating. I hope you will enjoy it as much as I did. My other guest is my dear friend Kathy South, who is a daughter of the Casa of John of God, and she now takes groups of interested individuals for healing tours to Brazil. She has another trip scheduled for June, and we will learn about that after the break. Now, this leads me to what I'd like to talk about briefly. Both of my guests have something in common that I would like to mention to all of you listening. They were leading completely different lives, and they answered a spiritual calling which took them in a totally unexpected direction. My friend Kathy was in IT technology. Now she has left her job to start off this company which offers healing tours. And my other guest, my friend Kelly Dale, was a well-known Australian actor, cast in a soap opera and many television shows. Now he operates a healing casa devoted to John of God, linked to the main location in Brazil. So, I pose to you this question. Is there something in your life which is calling you to try something different? Something out of the ordinary, possibly something extraordinary? Please call me and let me know your story sometime during the show. Again, that number is 877-230-3062. I've read it many times in different places that we only use anywhere from 5 to 10% of our true potential. This means we have many more gifts, abilities, talents, and opportunities than we are consciously aware of. So, if we are willing to be courageous, to take a risk, and open ourselves up to try something new, or as I always like to say, to accept the invitation from the universe, because we are always being invited to learn more and to grow more, then we may find that our life takes on a magical quality and a level of excitement that we had not anticipated. Personally, I have seen my life take many twists and turns, several of them quite scary at first, but they always end up really well. So if you are listening right now, Spirit speaks through the voice of others. What seeds of restlessness are stirring in you? What new direction is calling you? Take a chance and follow your spirit. It will lead you to an amazing destination. And now it's time for the good news report. Good news from the cosmos. Space-walking astronauts gave the Hubble telescope several much-needed repairs. They were able to install a new camera and fix another one. The Hubble provides important data for research back here on the planet. NASA is calling the upgrades extraordinary. The Queen of Spain has taken up the plight of a lonely and sad elephant. Susie, age 36, is the only elephant at the Barcelona Zoo. She lives in a small pen and has lost her best friend and is said to be depressed. But now she has a new girlfriend, not in the form of a fairy godmother or even a princess, but a queen. Queen Sophia is asking the Barcelona City Hall to move the broken-hearted beast to a new, larger, safari-like space. In Marion, Arkansas, Bubba the cat is safe after 4 days of being stuck inside the walls of his family home. The owners could hear their feline meowing all night long. But after knocking several holes in the drywall and even ripping up the floorboards and removing insulation, Bubba was nowhere to be found. Frustrated and out of options, the distressed owners called Roto-Rooter's Plumbing Services, who responded, "We're plumbers, lady, not cat finders." Regardless, they found the claustrophobic kitty using a camera-equipped metal snake to search between the walls. Bubba, in feline fashion, snubbed his rescuer, but his owners are infinitely grateful. Happiness is a complex thing. A new study out by the Pew Research Center found that happiness is partly inherited. Republicans are happier than Democrats, and that old men tend to be happier than women, and senior citizens are more blissful than baby boomers. The telephone survey found factors such as optimism and coping strategies played a role. So, according to the study, if you are a conservative old fart, you're probably in a pretty good mood these days, or at least you should be. In Tampa, Florida, an 11-year-old boy is putting on his walking shoes to help the homeless. Zach Bonners is getting ready to walk 1,200 miles from Tampa to Washington, D.C. to bring attention to the plight of homeless kids in the United States. This is not the first time Zach has been in the news for his charity efforts. At the age of 7, Zach pulled his red wagon around his neighborhood, collecting bottled water and food for victims of Hurricane Charlie. Back then, he collected enough to send 27 pickup truck loads of stuff, proving it's the little things that count, especially a little boy with a big heart. Reporting live from the universe, I'm Kristen White.
Feeling stuck? Low on energy? You want to shift certain repetitive circumstance in your life, but don't know where to start? Perhaps your spiritual fitness is out of shape? Kristen White's new course, Spirituality Bootcamp, may be the answer for you. This fun, interactive class will give you the tools to create the life you dream of today. Just visit our website at www.theenergyschool.net to learn more, or call 314-781-6700 for your Spirituality Bootcamp information today.
Listening live right now, visit our chat room at contacttalkradio.com and join in on the online chat.
Parents, are you in need of a nanny 911? Out of control toddlers, belligerent teens, and every child in between. MJ Corcoran has the manual they don't hand out at the hospital. MJ is a certified life coach and family coach with over 25 years in the trenches. Call her today to schedule a private parenting SOS session at area code 314-822-3929 or visit MJ's website at www.allaboutkids2.com. That's www.allaboutkids2.com. Transform your darling little devil into an angel today. practical and proven advice that gets results. Call today at 314-822-3929 or www.allaboutkids2.com.
Meet your angels and guides. Travel to a past life or connect with a departed loved one. Kristen White is a crystal clear intuitive channel who will work directly with your personal guides to help you uncover the answers you are seeking right now. Schedule a private session today at www.theenergyschool.net. Appointments available worldwide through Skype or by phone at 314-781-6700. Kristen's loving, compassionate guidance will help you connect to your highest path now.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Kristen White, reporting live from the universe. My first guest is from Australia. His name is Kelly Dale. He is the founder of the Australian CASA, one of only two CASA locations outside of Brazil affiliated with John of God. This is a big honor and an opportunity to be of service to the world on a large scale. We met in Brazil in March, and his story is fascinating. So, Kelly, thank you for calling in, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Kristen.
So, can you just give us a little bit of background on just who is John of God?
John of God is a medium who lives in Brazil, a very poor part of Brazil. He's becoming very well known, particularly because of computers and because of Google and the internet. He is arguably one of the world's most powerful unconscious trance channels. Most of your listeners would know what that means, but for those who don't, it means that he goes into not a trance as such, but he has spirits come into his body. He is completely unconscious the whole time, and he has absolutely no memory of it. And at those times when the spirits come into his body, they are spirit doctors, and they come in with their primary concern of healing people, the people who come and see him in Brazil, very poor people from all around Brazil, some of them traveling up to 2,000 miles to come and get healed by him.
How many entities, I mean, I noticed this when I was in Brazil, and it is fascinating when he incorporates, because you definitely feel a shift in his presence, in the energy around him. I've read different accounts. How many different entities do you think he incorporates?
Well, they say up to 33 different entities. Obviously not all at once. If they did, the guy would be a mess. But it is one at a time, obviously. But during the queue, sometimes there's a queue of, you know, hundreds, you know, possibly thousands in really busy times there that I've been in Brazil. But sometimes he can go from one person to the next. He will change, and different entities will come into him, and then that entity will go and another entity will come in. And if you can actually see the difference physically in his body, and if you're spiritually aware, you can feel the difference in the change in the energy. It's quite amazing. And the entities are all different. Some of them have been, you know, obviously like us, different people when they've been in a physical body. So the energy is different, and it's an amazing place. They call it the Casa de Dominacio in a small town called Abajania near the capital, Brasilia, in Brazil.
Yeah, it's so how did you get involved in John of God? I mean, Australia and Brazil, they're kind of far apart.
You were an actor. Yeah, I was. Look, it was. I was actually going to I don't know what you call it in the States, but in Australia, like a spiritual circle or a development circle, kind of to develop mediumship and that type of thing. I was doing that many years ago, and one night, one of the members of the group brought along a friend. Well, they'd asked the week before and said, you know, can we bring a friend along who's got a story to tell? And they brought this guy along, Gary, who was an amazing guy. He'd actually been over there. And he'd had cancer, and he'd had a physical surgery up on stage in Brazil, and he'd come back and been cured of his cancer. And I remember this night, he told his story. He was a good storyteller, and he told his story this night for a couple of hours, and it was just amazing. We're all mesmerized. And I remember thinking at the time, just something resonated in me. I was thinking, wow, this place sounds incredible. I'd love to visit it one day, never thinking that I would. But many years later, my father actually got cancer himself, and I told him about it. He went online and had a look and decided that he wanted to give it a go. And unfortunately, my father was too ill. He passed only a few weeks after we'd already booked tickets to go there. But John of God, actually, I'd heard, was coming to New Zealand, which is very close to Australia, which was about 3 years ago. So I booked the tickets with my wife, and we went over there to New Zealand and saw him in person. And it was an amazing experience. We'd the night before, we were staying in a small little motel nearby, and they asked you to write a question out the night before. And my wife wrote a question saying, should we travel to Brazil with our family in the future? And the next day, we went in front of him, and it was a long queue with some very ill people in the queue. And when we got in front of him, the feeling was amazing. But my wife said, oh, look, I feel silly asking this question. Should we travel to Brazil with my family with all these ill people? I'll ask maybe tomorrow or something. So we just touched the John of God's hand as we went past and smiled, and we walked away, and he called us back. There was a translator there, and the translator said, he has something to tell you. And we went back and stood in front of him, and he said something in Portuguese, and the translator said, he looks forward to seeing you and your family in Brazil.
And you took him quite seriously. I understand that you took your family for quite an extended period of time.
Yeah, well, after that, we actually came back to Australia. We spent 6 months planning it because it was quite a big trip. We've got three, you know, small children, so they were 5, 7, and 9. And we sold a few things up and rented our house out, and then we went over there for 7 months. And it was just, look, it was a life-changing experience. And during that time, we worked in the soup kitchen over there for 6 months and helped. And it was an incredible time. We met some amazing people from around the world. And it was during this time that we were asked to set up a CASA in Australia and to take home a mother crystal. It was I don't know if you work in kilograms in the States, but it was 400 kilogram rose quartz crystal to bring back to the energy here, which is enormous. It stands, it's almost shoulder high.
Of all of the thousands of and hundreds of thousands of people that go before John of God, how did he find you and your family to start this CASA? I mean, I understand the one in Australia is one of only two outside of Brazil. And at the time, weren't you living in another city than where you're living right now? I mean, you've made a lot of changes.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with change. My wife has a bit of a problem with change, which she sort of followed along a bit of the ride with me. Change has never, ever worried me. And, to be honest, that's a really good question, Kristen, because to this day I still have no idea. I have absolutely no idea why we were asked. I guess on our final, the only way I can really answer it is on our final day after 7 months there, we went in front of this spirit, my wife and I. We'd already been asked to set it up, and we were honoured. So we went in front of the entity, and, you know, we all had tears and with our children, and we said, thank you so much for giving this opportunity, and even though we had no idea really what it meant. But the entity looked at us, and he pointed to my wife and I, and he kept saying, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you to run the Australian CASA. So I guess they trust us.
So you went home, and you sold your house, and you bought a piece of land, and then you built this structure, the Australian CASA. And how does it operate?
It's similar to the way that it operates in Brazil, only that we don't have John of God himself here. And in fact, he doesn't actually like being called John of God, I'll just tell your listeners. Medium John is really what he likes to be called. But we came back and I converted a building here. I'm a carpenter as well, which is handy. So we converted a you call it a barn or a garage here, and into the building, and we just we didn't really have a lot of money, but I actually went on eBay and we were looking for chairs, and suddenly there were 120 beautiful theatre seats for sale just nearby, quite cheap. I couldn't believe it. So we just, you know, coincidence. So we went and bought those, and we just sort of, we set it up, and we run one day a week, which is every Wednesday, and we do two sessions on the Wednesday, 10 till 12, and then we serve soup and bread in between, and then we have we do the afternoon session, which is 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and it's all done for free or on a donation basis.
Do you ever miss your old life?
I don't miss my old life, but there is a lot of responsibility. I mean, it's not only doing the Wednesdays. We get a lot of emails. We get a lot of phone calls from people from, you know, around the world and around Australia. This place attracts a lot of needy people, not only people seeking spiritual enlightenment, I guess, or spiritual growth, but people with a lot of physical ailments of cancers and a lot of very, very ill people. And, you know, that comes with a lot of responsibility. But I think it's enhanced our life, you know, rather than finding it a burden at all. I feel very honoured. It's an amazing job they're doing in Brazil. It's absolutely amazing job over there. And for us to have any connection to that place, I just feel totally honoured. So I could never see it as a burden. I only see it as a challenge, and a great challenge.
Can you? I was just amazed when I was down in Brazil in March, not only by the energy, but just some of the healings and the stories that I heard. Do you have any miraculous healing stories that you'd like to share?
I try with people that come here not focusing on all of the miraculous side of it, because I feel that people can get a bit too carried away and, oh, my God, and it can get a bit, even though we have had a lot of people come here who've said that they've been healed of things. And I know we have a lot of regular people who come here, and they all just find the energy here amazing. And the energy here is incredible. I mean, you know, the spirits who work in Brazil, the spirit doctors who work in Brazil work in this space as well. And the energy is very, very strong. And people who come here, every time they come out, and I've had people who come for the first time and they say, oh, my God, I've been to meditations, I've been to India, I've been to places for 20 years. But that really, that was the most amazing energy I've just felt in there. So, you know, we do get feedback like that, you know, on a regular basis, which is lovely.
Yeah, one thing that I was so surprised about when I was down there was the physical surgeries. It's a very different culture in Brazil. What is the purpose of the physical surgeries down there?
Well, the first thing that should be said is that Brazil is one of the almost only countries in the world where physical surgeries can be performed. They still perform them in the Philippines. There's only a couple of countries left in the world that can do it. When he traveled to New Zealand, there was absolutely no physical surgeries allowed, obviously, same as in the States. And if he comes to Australia, in Australia as well, obviously because of our laws. And the physical surgeries, they say, are more for the people themselves, the people who are having the surgeries, because, you know, a lot of people in life, Kristen, as you know, will just believe in spiritual matters, and they don't need any proof at all. I know lots of people who say, oh, yeah, no, I believe there's spirits, and that when people pass over, they, you know, go to another place and we can contact them. But then some people say, no, I could never believe that. Prove it to me. So you're always going to have that type of person, and they say the physical surgeries are more for that person, for them to feel that they are getting, well, even though it's free, their money's worth, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. Your money's worth with what were some of the varieties they did down there? I think they did the eyeball scrape and there was another one, the extraction of a negative block. And but it's important, I think, for our listeners to understand that you don't have to have a physical surgery, just like you mentioned, to get a healing. I know I had a spiritual surgery, and that was quite a powerful experience. And I just was amazed by the amount of energy that you could feel flowing through you, and even just the presences. There seemed to be a lot of presences and different energies around you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, the majority of people have spiritual surgery there. It's not that many have a physical surgery, and in fact, some people are just downright scared of having a physical surgery, including
myself. I can understand that.
look, some of them, as you said, and we don't want to freak your listeners out, but yes, there's some of them are sort of scraping of the eyeball, and I've been present to surgeries where a woman had a huge growth on her arm, and the entity cut her arm open and took the growth out right in front of my eyes, cut it all out, and sewed her back up, all with no anesthetic. She felt absolutely no pain, and there's never been a single case of any infection in all of the time that he's been doing this.
Well, I was shocked by the such small amount of the blood, too. I mean, it seems like the people are held in the light, so to speak, or they're under this type of energetic shield or space. And it does seem like the recovery is quite quickly. I mean, our friend Wayne, he was down there at the same time. I think, how many physical surgeries has he had?
he's had two now.
Yeah. So I think that, it is a fascinating, and part of it is the culture, I think, down in Brazil. It just seems like they're passionate people that really participate in life and want to see things or to have a visual, something to support some of their ideas and beliefs. I have a question for you. When we were down there, we were sitting in current. What does it mean to you to sit in current, and why is it so powerful?
Current, to most of your listeners, would be similar to a meditation in the way that you sit down, close your eyes, there'll be some form of music on. You're connecting with spirit. What we do in the Kaza here and in New Zealand as well, there is a Kaza in New Zealand, and obviously in Brazil, is you sit and it's connecting with the energy flow. The energy that is running in the room flows right through everybody's bodies. And you are like a, how would I put it? You're like a link in the chain, I would say.
Or a conduit.
A conduit,
like we help hold or support the energy.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why they say to keep your eyes closed for the whole time when you're sitting in this current, because when you open your eyes, it breaks that flow, it breaks that energy. And that is how the energy gets very, very strong. I've had people here in the Australian cars pass out, and I've had to carry them outside. So it can get very strong for people. So
I think it's an interesting concept, too, because while you're sitting there holding the current or being a conduit for this line of people who are seeking healing, and sometimes this line goes on for hours, as I'm sure you can attest to, you are also at the same time receiving your own healing. So it's just kind of an interesting, example of that spiritual paradox that through our service to others, ultimately, we kind of find our own healing ourselves. And I think it's just kind of a really powerful the way that it works.
Well, it is. And when you go to Brazil, you're there serving humanity as well. I mean, you're sitting, as you just pointed out, you're sitting in this current, you've got your eyes closed. You're concentrating. You're doing a few things there. You're concentrating your energy on helping medium John, or John of God, as you said. You're helping him to incorporate, because it takes a lot of energy for him to get these spirits into him. So you're helping. You're putting your energy towards helping him incorporate. You're also putting your energy towards all of the people that are coming through the line. You're giving your energy towards helping them be healed. And you're also asking the spirits, the entities, for help for whatever reasons that you're there, be it spiritual or physical or whatever. So it's there's a lot going on there, you know, and by giving your energy and helping others, in turn, you're being healed yourself. So it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And it really does work. That's what I think is so amazing about it. It's that when we're able to kind of set aside our own needs and allow ourselves to be channels for the healing of others, we do find healing ourselves. Why don't you let everyone know how to find you if they're interested in coming to visit the Australian CASA, or how they could contact you for more information?
Yeah, well, it's actually really easy. Our website is www.theaustraliancasa.com.
That is very easy. And I understand that you also take groups of people to Brazil?
Yeah, I do. We generally, my wife and I, we leave at separate times generally because we've got three kids. So one of us stays here looking after the children and the other one will head off. My wife's heading over in July for 2 weeks. And I'm going later in the year, probably sort of September, October, which I'm just working out the dates now. So, yeah, look, it doesn't matter what country you're from, because if you're from another country, then I just tee up with people and meet them in at the airport, at Brasilia at the airport, or in Abidjan in the town. I organise that, and I'm just there as their guide for the time that they're there.
And that also leads me to our other guest who we're having on tonight. Her name is Kathy South, and she's the friend who invited me to go down and meet Medium John back in March. And it was kind of an interesting story how I ended up there. Kathy and I had met at another spiritual retreat, and we had been talking on the phone, and she's like, "I'm getting ready to go back to Brazil." And I said, "Oh, what are you doing down there?" She said that she was going to see John of God, and she asked me if I wanted to go. And at the time, I thought, well, I don't even know what that means. And that night, I had a dream, and it was quite a crowded dream with many different people in it, but I got a very clear message that I needed to go down there. And, you know, so I just kind of called her back the next day and said, yes, I'm going. So, Kathy, you're on the line. Welcome to the show. This is Kathy South, and she is also a daughter of the CASA of John of God, Medium John. And thank you for that invitation.
Hey, Cal.
And Kathy, you also know Kelly as well.
Yes, I do.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your healing tour business?
Well, I felt when I went down in November for the first time to the CASA that I was probably a daughter of the CASA and went to be a guide. But I didn't really want to ask. I just kind of wanted things to happen and take their course as the entities guide you. And then so one of the requests that I asked for the entities in November was to help me transition out of my information technology career and do my spiritual work full time. I've been a healer for 6 years, and I felt that I was supposed to help humanity, but I didn't know how or why or whatever it was supposed to evolve into. I just knew I was being called to go to the CASA and meet John of God and the entities. And so literally 3.5 months later in February, quit my career and went full-time doing the spiritual work, which when I went back to Brazil in March with you and the other friend, I asked the entities if I could bring people to the CASA, and they automatically just put me to work in different scenarios as a guide, so they never said no. So I took that as a yes, and they said I was already a daughter of the CASA when I asked them to confirm that. So everything just kind of fell into place, and my life took on a whole new meaning in that trip in March. And kind of like Kelly, I'm on the ride of a lifetime, and it's an adventure, and it's a challenge, I'm sure. Mine is yet to come. It's all evolving with the entities, so we'll just have to see. But I take two-week tours down to the CASA, and I have one actually in July, the last 2 weeks of July, and then I'll be going back in October and in December this year. And what else can I say?
Yeah, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your tour that's coming up, and I'd like to go over just what are some of the details and things that people could expect. So hold that thought, Kathy, and for now, I'm Kristen White reporting live from the universe. We'll get back with you after the break.
Kristen White's new book, Mystic in a Minivan, will be available on Amazon.com later this spring. Meet Jenna Sinclair, the poster child of the American housewife, south of 40 and north of skinny, and follow her outrageous bumpy path to redemption in this witty, inspirational novel. It's The Celestine Prophecy for Moms, a modern-day spirituality parable designed to show how through service to others, we ultimately find ourselves. Visit www.kristenewhite.com. That's www.kristenewhite.com to reserve your copy today. While there, sign up for Kristen White's newsletter for daily updates from the universe abroad.
Remember to catch Kristen every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for reporting live from the universe.
Kristen White is the founder of The Energy School, a holistic center located in St. Louis, Missouri. If you want to plug into all of the innovative courses available there, log into her website and sign up for The Energy School newsletter at www.theenergyschool.net. Many of her classes will be offered online in the coming months. She'd love to interview your guides and angels to learn what's coming up for you. Once again, be empowered. Plug into the universe at www.theenergyschool.net or call 314-781-6700. That's 314-781-6700. Kristen is available for private intuitive readings. Book your appointment today.
Meet your angels and guides. Travel to a past life or connect with a departed loved one. Kristen White is a crystal clear intuitive channel who will work directly with your personal guides to help you uncover the answers you are seeking right now. Schedule a private session today at www.theenergyschool.net. Appointments available worldwide through Skype or by phone at 314-781-6700. Kristen's loving, compassionate guidance will help you connect to your highest path now.
If you hear a show that you love and would like to keep it on the air, become a sponsor of that show for your business by visiting the host show page by clicking their picture on the ContactTalkRadio.com homepage.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kristen White reporting live from the universe. I have my guest on, Kathy South. She is the founder of the Reiki Center of Greater Alexandria. And we are talking about her new business, which is leading healing tours to the Casa of John of God. She does have a tour coming up in June, and there is some space available. How long do you stay when you go on one of these tours, Kathy?
The tours are 2 weeks. Sometimes people ask, can I only go for a week? And generally you need 2 weeks because you never know what's going to happen at the casa. As you can probably attest at some point, is you can't go with any expectations and you never know when you're going to have spiritual surgery, if you might have two. And you really need that first week is you kind of get yourself taken care of, and then you see what the entities want to do with you in week two. If they need to tweak you, if they want to do another surgery. And when you have a spiritual surgery, like Kelly was talking about, is you are in bed for 24 hours with your eyes closed. You're not allowed to socialize, read, look at TV, anything. So you're down because you're in a very vulnerable state energetically. So you can't even travel. So some people have tried. I met some people that tried to go for 2 days, and they ended up having to cancel their plans. They were supposed to leave on day three, and one of them had had a spiritual surgery and could not travel. So 2 weeks is a good, safe time. You get a lot done, and you get to experience the energies. You kind of get a bigger appreciation, so you're not rushing through the first week, because the first week goes so fast, and then you get to kind of appreciate for the second week and get a little more deeper into the energies.
I was surprised myself personally after the spiritual surgery how exhausted I was. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, you're sitting in this meditative current. You know, there's not a lot of physical activity down there, but I think it wipes you out on some level. The energy is very powerful. I know that the healings that people can receive down there are on many levels, spiritual, emotional, physical, mental. And I think that it's some pretty intense work.
It is. The first spiritual surgery that I had in November, the entities opened my heart and I just bawled. I could not keep back the tears. Kept my eyes closed. But, yeah, I was just sobbing the entire time I was in the room.
You know, that happened to me, too. I noticed that I definitely had a lot of tears flowing when I was down in Brazil, and I was surprised by that. What are some other things that you get to do down there? I know that I really enjoyed going to the sacred waterfall.
Right. The waterfall is sort of like liquid light, is the way I like to put it. And the entities, you have to get permission to go to the waterfall. If you've had spiritual surgery, generally 48 hours, is the minimum time for you before you can even go, because you have to recover from surgery before you can go into this energetic water. It's not only a cleansing, but it's a purifying, and I had a transformative experience down there in March where butterflies landed on me, so I knew something was happening before and after the waterfall, but I think you did too. The butterflies were all around you. Another thing is the crystal beds, and the crystal healing beds are one way for the entities to do healing and connect to you, but also that doesn't really interfere with the rest of the subtle energies that are being worked on. So, hold on, I need to switch phone.
That was really fascinating for me when I went down to the sacred waterfall. I went down there twice,
mm-hmm.
and the second time, you're right, I had a butterfly, and I told this story to one of my classes. I had a butterfly land on me at the previous visit, and I said, you know, if I really have been transformed during this visit to Brazil, I would just love a sign. I'm a firm
mm-hmm.
believer of signs from nature, and I invited a butterfly to land on me,
mm-hmm.
and no sooner did I have that thought than this butterfly landed on my arm. And I looked at it, and I noticed, the colors of nature down in Brazil are amazing. So this is this
yes.
beautiful orange butterfly.
Vibrant.
And yes, you know, we also saw, like, the blue morpho butterflies that were flying down through
mm-hmm.
that ravine where the waterfall flows. And it's quite dramatic and very beautiful landscape down there. And the butterfly landed on my arm, and I thought, oh, well, it'll just touch and leave. And it was the craziest thing. I think I'll never forget that experience. The butterfly, I think you, were you with me for that?
No, but I saw you when you got back to the Pousada.
Oh, yeah.
Still with
the
you.
Butterfly stayed on my arm. I walked all the way out of the ravine. I mean, this is like 15, 20 minutes. I asked it if it wanted to leave. It gets in the cab with me, still on my arm, takes a cab ride back to our Pousada, mm-hmm. which is a small hotel that we're staying in, still is landed on my arm. So I really took that to mean that definitely I was able to bring back home all of the powerful transformative experiences that I had had in Brazil. And I also noted that the butterfly that was on me, while it was beautiful and colorful, you know, its wings were a little beaten up and a little tattered, and that was just representative or symbolic to me that, you know, even though life beats us up a little bit sometimes, we're still able to transform and transcend our trials and obstacles, because really they just create opportunities for growth.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. I just love that waterfall experience. The crystal healing beds. I know you have one at your center in Virginia.
Alexandria. It's at my home
Alexandria.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Kelly also has a couple of crystal beds in Australia, and I have one here in St. Louis. And what is the purpose of the crystal beds?
The crystals, there's seven crystals, and they're Vogel crystals. So they're perfectly clear quartz crystals with a very high vibration, and the seven of them point down at your seven main chakras. And the purpose of the crystals is to not only realign and balance your chakra system, but also, because the crystal bed only comes from the casa, and it was the vision of this healing modality by medium João, I'm sure the entities explained to him how to put it together, the entities can connect to people and do healing on people wherever these beds exist in the world. The people that I've had here, whether they've been healers people that aren't too energetically aware, if they're clairvoyant, whatever, everyone has had a unique experience. Some people who are clairvoyant are actually seeing beings pulling stuff off of them and hearing things and being told things. And even the connection within 24 hours, they still feel like they're being worked on. So it's a way for anyone who may not be able to get to the cause or at least wants to see what the connection might feel like to the entities, just get on the crystal bed and just relax and let them do whatever is in your highest good, and don't try to, you know, work it out in your brain type of thing and try to analyze every little detail. Just feel it afterwards.
Absolutely. So, I think a lot of the healing work is about just surrendering and trusting that there is a higher knowing and that our higher selves and our spirit really know what we need more so than we do in our conscious minds. That also leads me to my other question is it possible to receive this healing energy from the entities and medium John without going down there? And how would that occur?
Yes. Anyone that's a tour guide is probably even daughters of the Kaza if they're going. But as a tour guide, I take people's photos down, whether they want blessing or healing. Now, blessing, basically, a blessing is free. Now, you might want to do a small donation to the Kaza since the Kaza runs off of donations. But with a blessing, the entities kind of watch over somebody for 6 months. The other option is for healing. If I've taken people's photos down who ask the entities to actually do healing for them, and what happens when someone sees the photo of the person goes before the entity kind of sums them up like a hologram, writes an energetic prescription, and then just like after spiritual surgery, you go to the pharmacy at the Kaza and you get these herbs that are then imbued with the energy that is specific to your healing. And then the guide brings them back. And the herbs cost $30, so people that want to get the healing, they have to know that in advance and provide that to the guide. But the main thing is that if you agree to the healing, your part in the healing is to follow a special diet that the entities require. And that means no alcohol, no pork or pork products, and no spicy food, pepper, chili pepper, that sort of thing, while you're on the herbs. And the herbs last about 2.5 months.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everybody how they can reach you if they'd like to? I understand that your tour still has some space on it, so if people want to join you in June or again in October. And also if they'd like to come and lay on the crystal bed or
send
you bring down their photo, just anything.
Well, my website is www.ReikiAlexandria.com, and they could always call me because we're in the States. It's 703-924-3768. I do have some space in the tour for the last 2 weeks in July. The special time of July 31st is the only day of the year that Medium Joan incorporates Don Ignacio, which is Saint Ignatius of Loyola. He's the patron saint of the Kaza and oversees all the healings at all of the Kazas, including the ones in Australia. So I want to go there and see that. I found out in March that he's my protector. That's my connection to the Kaza, so he's been watching over me my whole life.
Wow.
So that sort of answered what was my connection to the Kaza when I kind of intuitively knew I was his daughter ahead of time.
Well, Kathy, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We are having a little bit of a technical difficulty where we can't have both guests on at the same time, so I just want to give Kelly an opportunity to come back on the show so we can kind of finish up. But I wanted to thank you for taking the time to be here. I really enjoyed doing the tour with you. I think you do a wonderful job, and I would encourage anyone who's listening to contact you on your website or give you a call to learn more about a visit to the Kaza in Brazil. It was just, like you said, a life-changing experience on so many levels.
Yes, it
and,
is. You never know.
And it's still unfolding, which is what's so fascinating about it for me.
I'm just getting started with whatever it is. Like Kelly went a few years ago, and look what happened.
I only went
in November and March, and now July, I'm sure I will have stories to tell.
we're pretty fresh.
Yeah,
so Kathy, thank you. Thank you so much for being here, and we will talk to you soon. So I want to bring Kelly back on the line. Hey, Kel, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. is there anything else you want to tell people about your Kaza, or do you have any special events that are coming up? Do you guys do anything along those lines?
Not really. I mean, we've just had our 12-month, one-year anniversary in January, so we've just had that. No, not really. We don't really have any. You know, we're just going along as normal. We're adding. It keeps changing. In fact, we're putting a shop on and doing things like that. But
where in Australia are you located?
On the east coast, in close to Brisbane or the Gold Coast. People might know that area.
Okay. Now I'm getting from Nate that we have a caller. So our first caller.
Uh huh.
Nate. Oh, actually, you know what? Let me just put that off then. Callers, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to take you on this show just because my guest is calling in from Australia. So please try us next week. Where would people fly, Kelly, if they wanted to come in and see you?
Well, they'd probably go to Brisbane, or you guys say Brisbane, or the Gold Coast. It's all on the east coast of Australia, which we're literally only, you know, 5 minutes to the surf beaches. So, but Brisbane's probably 2 hours away, and the Gold Coast is about 40 minutes away by driving. So,
what is the whole thought behind the blessed water? I know we talked about the blessed herbs with Kathy. What is the whole concept behind the blessed water?
The blessed water is basically energized water. And there's been a lot of people that have done tests on water and water that's had prayer or intent put into it, and then they've had water next to that that hasn't, and they've done tests on it, and there's actually energy coming out of the water that's had prayer. And that's basically what blessed water is. We bless the water here. We're being given permission to do that. And it basically means that we ask the entities to bless the water for the purposes of healing, and we're allowed to sell it here. So, but at the moment we're not. It's actually free here, and we take the water inside the room, we get it blessed, and then we put it outside in a big container, and people can help themselves. So it's energized water would probably be the simplest way to put it.
Dr. Emoto, I'm sure you're familiar with him. He wrote the book, The Hidden Messages in Water, and he talks about how water can be energized, the molecules in water can be energized by certain messages or energies, positive or negative. And if you think about the human body and the, you know, what they say is like what we're 90% or more water, that would make sense that if we take in blessed water or substance, that it can balance or you know, recalibrate our own energy inside of our being.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that, but I have his poster right above the water. it's sitting there for people to read that, actually. But look, everything helps, as you know, Kristen. I mean, if you're ill or physically ill or for whatever reason and you're drinking blessed water, everything is going to help. If you're in prayer and meditation, and if you're drinking blessed water and all these different things and surrounding yourself in a positive lifestyle and eating the right food, I mean, it's just a combination of a whole lot of things, I think, that will get all of us in the right frame of mind and all of us pulling together and the world as one, which is kind of the aim, I think.
I just think it's such a powerful statement about the power of intention. And it's just intention through our words, through our actions, the way we're able to participate in life, you know, the way that you are willing to accept this call to serve. We are running out of time. We're near the end of the show. So I just want to give you an opportunity again to tell all the listeners your website.
Yeah, it's www.theaustralianKaza.com, all one word. The Australian Kaza, all one word. And if your listeners go on there, it's got all the information. It's actually got our story from the beginning and contact details, and you can email us through that, and we'd love to hear from people.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kelly Dale. I really just find you to be an incredibly inspiring person, and I hope you will keep in touch with me and let me know how things unfold. Like Kathy mentioned, you know, I've only been there since March. March, and I really have felt my life accelerate after leaving, but I'm still pretty fresh. So looking at you, you know, 3 years later, it's kind of scary but also fascinating about the amazing journeys that you can go on.
It is. Look, I will say that I've never been to a more amazing place in my life than when I went to Brazil. And I don't know a single person, and I've met thousands, literally, who've been there. I don't know of a single person that's been there and not said this place is incredible. So thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kelly. And to all my listeners, thank you very much. Reporting live from the universe, I'm Kristen White.
You have been listening to Reporting Live from the Universe with Kristen White. For more information, visit her website at www.kristenewhite.com, where you can continue today's conversation on her personal blog. Until her next broadcast, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, empower yourself. Plug into the universe.